almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEHVAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHVAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
I put a spell on you.
Nina Simone with I Put a Spell on You. That song, originally written by Screamin' Jay Hawkins, which was a ballad lamenting the loss of his girlfriend that he wanted back, has been covered by many people. Not just that beautiful version by Nina Simone, but also Creedence Clearwater covered it in 1968. The Animals put it on their 1966 album. It was covered by Arthur Brown. After Nina Simone, Marilyn Manson also recorded it. Joe Cocker, just looking at the list, Joe Cocker recorded it in 2004. Eric Clapton added to the track with a guitar solo on that one. And the Notorious B.I.G. sampled the bass line of the song and speeded it up for his song Kicking the Doors. The Simpsons used the song, which is the end of an episode in which Krusty the Clown invents a new sandwich for his fast food chain, which has both addictive and psychedelic properties. It was used as a recurring theme in Stranger Than Paradise in 1984 film by Jim Jarmusch, and it was also Shane McGowan of the Pogues put together a new version of it with his many friends to provide relief for people from Haiti who were devastated by an earthquake in 2010. And appearing on that song were Chrissie Hynde, Nick Cave, Johnny Depp, Bobby Gillespie, Glenn Matlock, Paloma Faith and Eliza Doolittle. And then Annie Lennox recorded it also in 2014 for her album Nostalgia that year. She sang it at the Grammy Awards and joining Hozier for his performance performance of the Song of the Year nominee, Take Me to Church. The following week, Annie Lennox's version of I Put a Spell on You appeared also in the movie, 50 Shades Grey, and was included in the soundtrack. So it's just such an incredible song, but I have to say I like the Nina Simone version the best. Back to the show. This week we are having a spooky playlist, but we're also sharing some podcasts and books and things that you might want to put on your Christmas list, because now we're literally around the corner from All Bets Are Off. We're going to talk about Christmas every day, and I think that some of our Christmas themed music is going to have to start creeping in to the playlist after next week. But here's some new and noteworthy podcasts to tune into this month. Obviously, the clocks have gone back. The nights are getting darker. The mornings are also getting darker, which is a bit depressing. But what's great about that is The Knitting comes out. The Knitting and Crochet comes out. And you might want something to listen to whilst you're making those blankets. So here's a few that you might want to tune into. Eras from the BBC. These are the stories of some of the biggest artists in the world that are shared in this new podcast series. Delve into the BBC archives and hear from people who were there. Take a look back on some of the most iconic eras of the time. And the first one is starting with the Beatles, so check that out, Eras. There's quite a few in here. Not surprisingly, I've been influenced by Uncanny and witches and things. So for the Halloween ones around this weekend, you could tune into After Dark, Myths, Misdeeds and the Paranormal. And this podcast takes you to the shadiest corners of the past, unpacking history's spookiest, strangest and most sinister stories. Join historians Anthony Delaney and Maddie Pelling every Monday and Thursday to take a look at the darker side of history, from haunted pubs to Houdini to witch trials and weird UFO sightings. Check that one out twice a week. Another ghost story. This one is just called Ghost Story, and the host is Tristan Redman, who is a seasoned journalist who doesn't believe in ghosts, but weird things happened in the bedroom he lived in as a teenager. And when he discovers, this is a really coincidental story, he discovers years later that subsequent occupants of the same house that he lived in as a child had been visited by a ghost of a faceless woman. He's curious to know about that because obviously he experienced something in that house and then subsequent occupants did. But it just so happens that Tristan's childhood home is right next door to the house where his wife's great-grandmother, Naomi Dancy, was murdered in 1937. She was killed by two gunshots to the head. So he's grown up in a house that other people have experienced odd things going on in that house. He's married a woman whose family lived next door to that house. I don't know whether he knew the wife from that area or whether that was entirely coincidental, but he's looking at whether there could be a coincidence, a connection between the ghost and the murder. He decides to investigate and soon finds himself going where no son-in-law should go, deep into his wife's history, asking all the questions that nobody really wants answered. So check that one out, Ghost Story. Sean Keaveney's Daily Grind is recommended if you're interested in a show of contradictions. It's about everything and anything, but it's definitely also a show about nothing. It's a bit like a daily radio show, a bit like ours, but it's also a podcast. It's disorientating, but it's also reassuring. It's a comforting accompaniment to help you through the week as he returns to the studio in this daily podcast every day from 5 p.m. So that's Sean Keaveney if you're interested in that one. What a Combo. This is another one for foodies. So this is comedian Fern Brady is inviting some of her famous pals for a feast like no other, tucking into a bunch of the best and worst food combinations about. Are you interested in food combinations? I know that sometimes I really get surprised at what people want to put together in a food combination. And the weirdest thing was one of the pairs that we had when the kids were young. We had these wonderful women from Germany who came to stay with us, and each year to help us be like older sisters to the kids, really. And they brought all sorts of weird and wonderful traditions from Germany. We've got a German family, so part of it was about learning the language as well and giving these young women an opportunity to explore their independence. But one of them brought over a love of chips dipped in ice cream. And I never understood that, chips and ice cream, and my kids still do chips and ice cream. So if you're interested in hearing from Fern Brady, and as one of, you might have seen her on Task Force, live at the Apollo. She's a really exciting comedian. She's also written a best-selling memoir, Strong Female Character. She takes her friends on this journey of asking them what their perfect snacking combos are. So head over to that one for this. I think that's made by Sony Music Production, so that's called What a Combo. This is an interesting one. I like the idea of this one. It's called One More Life, and it invites guests from the gaming world to share their life stories through the games that shape them. So if you're interested in gaming, you're a big game player, you'll know some of these famous faces of the gaming world, gaming developers, and also expert fans tell host Rob Leanne about their earliest gameplay memories, the moments that made them throw the controller into the sofa in a rage, and also the games they've spent the most hours playing. I really like the idea of this podcast. I'm going to start listening to it, but my limited knowledge of games is basically The Sims. That's kind of, or The Hobbit Lego game. That's kind of where I've gone in my life. But this sounds really exciting. These gaming gurus are going to share their top tips as well to stop your character from dying, and they'll reveal the one game they'd pick all above all others if they could only have one more life. So check that one out for gamers out there. One More Life. Pop Culture with Shantae Joseph every week digs deeper into the stories that we can't stop talking about. So if you love all things pop and internet culture and want to get into how it's shaping, impacting our lives, then subscribe to that show. It covers all sorts of topics from funny memes, showbiz stories, internet culture, celebrity news, gossip, true crime stories, beauty, relationships, all sorts of stuff every week with Shantae Joseph. And then finally, on the book note, there's a really fun one called Weirdos Book Club. And this is joint comedians and authors Sarah Pascoe and Cariad Lloyd in their Weirdos Book Club, a space for the lonely outsider to feel accepted and appreciated. Assisted by their comedian and writer friends each week, they'll discuss a book that is special, stimulating, and of course weird. So books like Under the Net by Iris Murdoch, In Watermelon Sugar by Richard Baruntigan, and Love Nina by Lena Steeb are discussed with a variety of comedians and other writers. So just a few podcasts to keep you going through the cold nights, but obviously you can tune into Phoenix FM as well, because we're here all the time. But let's have a classic then. We can't have anything about Halloween without this one.
You hit the door slam. close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna bring it tonight.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
You remind me as a babe.
What babe?
Babe with the power. Power of voodoo.
Voodoo.
You do.
Do what?
Remind me of the babe.
I saw my baby.
Yeah.
Phoenix FM.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella!
The most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball!
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince!
Wait! I don't even know your name!
We're back at the Towngate Theatre Basildon with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true! From November to the 2nd of January. Book now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Have you got your sweets yet for Halloween? I thought I'd throw that one in. I haven't got mine yet. I'm going to go and get some tomorrow on the way home, I think. So we've been talking talking about getting ready for Halloween. We've been talking about podcasts and some of the events that are going on around the place. But let's also have some books, because as I've been looking around at the podcasts, it kind of leads me to audiobooks quite naturally, and then books as well. And there's kind of lots of new lists coming out. This is the time of year where every one of the magazines and various different places share their list of books that you might want to read this Christmas or buy for your friends and family. So here's a few that I've selected. Some of them are audiobooks, some of them are paper books. So here's a few that you and your friends and family might like. If you like James Blunt, Marmite, I know, he's got a book out called Loosely Based on a Made-Up Story, and I was really confused by the blurb to the point that I actually kind of want to read it, because now I don't really know whether if it's real or not, if it's made up or not, if it's loosely based on his life or not. But it talks about some of his most riotous anecdotes as a book for your amusement. And I was just thinking back to Glastonbury, and I think it was Glastonbury, wasn't it, where he went surfing out into the crowd. He's kind of a really interesting and fun person, even though he's had this kind of slight reputation for being dull, and I don't know why. His music clearly doesn't make sense, and if you've watched Gavin and Stacey and you've seen Uncle Bryn singing a James Blunt song, you'll know where I'm coming from. But this book is it's a non-memoir is what it's called. It's his questionable Norfolk roots, eccentric family, boarding school antics, misjudged military service, rise to music stardom and tour escapades. James delves into this fascinating life today. The stories in this book may be grossly exaggerated. Who knows? But it sounds fun. So loosely based on a made-up story, that's James Blunt. Ghosts. Now, as we're talking about Halloween and all things ghosty in this show as well, you know Ghosts, the TV series. If you like that TV series Ghosts, then there is a podcast for you to listen to, no, an audiobook, sorry, for you to listen to called The Button House Archives. And it's a perfect family companion to the BBC sitcom. Gathered together in this volume is a treasure trove of unearthly cuttings, original records and rare artefacts that explore the unseen lives of those who died at Button House. From Thomas's love letters to Pat's summer camp rap, from Julian's campaign to Lady Button's rules of etiquette. There are even documents dedicated to the one person who can see and hear the ghosts, Alison Cooper. The audiobook contains the full cast of Ghosts, and you also get an accompanying PDF as well, so check that one out. Zadie Smith has got a new book out called The Fraud, taking inspiration from the real-life 19th century imposture trial. Smith's immersive first historical novel weaves together the stories of a Scottish housekeeper with a novelist cousin, a formerly enslaved valet, unexpectedly thrust into the limelight of a legal case and the missing heir to the Tichborne baronetcy. I mean, it's just, that sounds really cool. So if you like Zadie Smith, try that one. Daniel Mason's Northwoods is a novel with the quality of a spell. This mesmeric tale from the award-winning author of The Piano Tuner takes a single house in the woods of Massachusetts and those who inhabit it across four centuries to explore the countless ways in which the past lives are in nature, memory, language and the human heart. Sounds really cool. Sebastian Faulks, The Seventh Son. If you're a big fan of Sebastian's writing, confronting the pressing issues of surrogacy and medical ethics, the acclaimed author of Birdsong and Snow Country weaves a literary thriller revolving around a megalomaniacal tech entrepreneur and a very special and unusual child, clearly the seventh son. That sounds cool too. I mean, all these books sound really cool. I just wish I had more time in the day to read all these things. Colson Whitehead, this is called The Crook Manifesto. He's a Pulitzer Prize-winning author of The Underground Railroad, spins this new irresistible sequel to the best-selling Harlem Shuffle as Ray Carney's perpetual attempts to stay on the straight and narrow backfire spectacularly after one of his tenants is badly injured in a fire. Another one of a series, Richard Osman, have you got into all of those Richard Osman books. This one is called The Last Devil to Die. The geriatric sleuths of the Thursday Murder Club are faced with their most dangerous case yet when the disappearance of a highly dangerous package sends the body count spiralling in Osman's irresistible fourth crime caper. And I still haven't got into the Thursday Murder Club. I don't know why, but I've been listening to it on audiobook and I think I'm going to have to switch to paper because it's just not sticking. So I'm going to try that one out. Another one in a long series, Robert Galbraith, The Running Grave, which of course this is Cormoran Strike books, which I love and adored the TV series. Ellicott goes undercover in a religious cult to try and rescue a brainwashed young man in this latest addictive page turner from Robert Galbraith, featuring obviously the wonderful Cormoran Strike. Stephen King's at it again. This is obviously the time for him to release a new novel. This is called Holly. Holly Gibney, star of Mr. Mercedes, Finders Keepers and The Outsider, returns in another chilling masterwork from Stephen King as the eponymous investigator is drawn into the orbit of two sinister professors harbouring a terrifying secret. And finally, in this shortlist of books, we all miss Terry Pratchett greatly, but this is a final collection of mesmeric short stories from the much-missed author of the award-winning Discworld series. It's called A Stroke of the Pen, and it's filled with Pratchett's trademark invention, fantastical goings-on, and irresistible humour. Just a few books there to put on your Christmas list or buy for your friends and other people. Right, let's go for some more music. And gosh, people are strange, aren't they?
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. All right, yeah.
Don't feel the rain.
Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Thank you.
with all that conversation today about ghosts and uncanny and all the books and podcasts I've been talking about. Did you ever get the feeling that someone's watching you? That's a good one, that one. That's Rockwell. Gosh, that's it. We've got not an awful lot of time left to tell you all loads of stuff that I had in my script, but I haven't got time. I am just going to tell you a little bit about some of the local pantos, because we're going to do a big panto countdown next week, as we do every year, as well as our art bin calendar. Please get involved in that. They're really lovely to hear your Christmassy messages or wintry messages. But lots of pantos have gone on sale already, so let's just start with a couple closest to Brentwood and Billericay. So in the Brentwood Theatre, you can go and see the wonderful Dickens Theatre Company, who've been on this show before, from the 27th to the 29th of November, with their Victorian classic A Christmas Carol. Matinees at 1 p.m, evening shows at 7:30, tickets from £14.50. It's really glorious, that show. Do recommend it. It's on our doorstep in Brentwood. Go along. And lovely coffee in the Brentwood Theatre as well. Billericay Theatre Company has Sleeping Beauty from the 8th to the 24th of December. That's come back this year, which is fantastic to see. So check them out at thebillericaytheatre.co.uk. Tickets from £18 to £24. And over in Chelmsford Theatre, there's Jack and the Beanstalk from the 1st of December to the 7th of January. Meet the hapless Jack, his mother the Dame, and their beloved cow as they discover a handful of magic beans and a larger-than-life beanstalk that is inhabited by the ferocious giant. I mean, it's just all that you want from Christmas, isn't it? Pantomime is all sorts of different times and dates, so look out on Chelmsford Theatre's website for that. Tickets from £15 to £25. And we'll do more next week, because that's pretty much all we've got time for. If you want to get in touch with us, please do at theartsprogramme@phoenixfm.com, or send us a message on Facebook or Twitter/X, whatever we're calling it. We'd love to hear your art vent calendars, so please do send us one of those if you can. But I'm going to have to finish now and hand you over to Nigel, who's got a guest in the studio, but he's also going to get you dancing around the kitchen this evening with his stepping out show, All the Best of Soul, Funk and Disco, to finish your weekend with a joyful bang. And we will see you next week. But that's all from me. I've been Claire, and this has been The Arts Programme on Phoenix FM. Hey!
Yes, and there's some rumors going round. Someone's on the ground, and she can rock you in the nighttime till your skin turns.